That's probably why JR didn't reach out. He didn't have my Twitter handle. Ah, damn it.
How can he tweet you if he doesn't know your Twitter handle?
I apologize, JR. That's my fault.
No. I mean, that's difficult. Email. Who sends emails anymore?
Right.
You know what he did? He probably went analog and like sent you a Hallmark card, but you won't get it for like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what
so? Just you know, it's probably in the mail by like Saturday.
Yeah.
You went snail mail, JR?
Yeah. I did that, and I sent you a memo. You didn't get the memo?
No.
An inter-office memo that never got to you. not here yet.
Yeah. Send it to you via fax.
I remember working in a hospital. And they used to send, like, inter-office memos. But so you had to put it in, like, this manila envelope. It had to go into the inter-office thing.
Envelope with the string that's circled around everything?
Yeah, and then somebody's job was to come around and pick up inter-office memos and then take it to the office that it had to go to. And then I guess go pick it. That was, like, you know, before email and everything else.
Right.
Or apparently before phones.
Right.
You know? Man. I remember all that stuff. Life sucked.
Imagine that people hand delivering emails around the office was really what was going on with those memos.
Do you remember being
That's so weird?
Do you remember being able to shut off? Remember that when you were done with work, you were actually done with work.
Always.
Nobody was calling your cell phone.
Right.
If they called the house, you could easily say you weren't home.
Right.
Did you guys have a pager at any point in time?
Yeah, because I was selling weed.
My wife is pregnant with our first daughter. Two different reasons.
Totally.
Selling weed.
I remember. You know what's funny about that is I remember when Raj got the beeper because we were doing the Friday afternoon happy hours together.
Oh, right.
So I remember when Raj got a beeper. I'm like, you pushing weight? What are you doing?
Is that slang?
Well, I'm taking over your territory.
Right.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. He's like, nah, she's pregnant. I don't know, you know, just in case. I just want to be able to beat me. I was like, yo, beat me.
And then never needed it. Yeah. And then we never used it because I was home when her water broke or whatever. And then we went right to, you know, right from that to cell phone, right to the, you know, light speed.
I actually saw a beeper yesterday. The pulmonary therapist that went in to see my father had a beeper on.
Yeah.
There is a guy that I think I tweeted about it. There was a guy, this was maybe a month ago, tops. It's during college football, so it wasn't too long ago. And I met my girlfriend out for some drinks and stuff. And he came up, he was talking to us. Nice enough guy. I mean, he was cool. And then I quote him. He said, "This is my badass beeper." And he showed me his. And it's like, and it wasn't. He's not a doctor.
Oh no, he's not any type of emergency person.
What is he?
I don't know.
Why does he have a beeper?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Because that is the. Instant turn away back.
How do you know? Listen, Monica, I'm going to be honest with you right now. You are not one to leave things like that on the table.
He had a mustache only. I don't know. I couldn't. I just.
Wait, what does that mean?
I couldn't. I was already couldn't. Like, it was already not happening. And then with the mustache only. And
right, but at that point, you start breaking his balls because that's what you do. How did you not dig in?
I bust balls if I'm interested because then it's kind of a back and forth fun thing.
Okay.
And if I don't care at all, let's not waste anybody's time. I got to go, my friend. And then you're going to say, and he was so proud of it. Oh, he was proud of it.
The mustache or the beeper?
I didn't ask him about his mustache. The beeper. He was all about the beeper. And
so then how did you not ask him why he had it?
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Was it 1989?
You're sucking at this.
I think I did make a joke and then turn my back. I was like, okay, welcome to 15 years ago, whatever I said. And then I like turned around and... Sorry, but bye now. And then he eventually slowly left. He was nice, so he did
you
pay.
Actually, you
he
actually
paid for
turned,
our drinks, though.
That you was actually nice. Turned your back on somebody?
Well, I mean, how else do you get them? I mean, I was like, uh-huh, that's, it's just no, uh-huh, yeah. And
so
then
I was watching the game, JP.
And it's a you're nice not, distraction.
You know how you get him to walk away? I got to take a dump. I'll be right back. And I go to the ladies' room. You know where he's not going to be? They're waiting for you.
but then any potential whatever's around just heard me say, I got to go take a dump. And so, no, uh-uh. It's just better.
You whispered in his ear. I gotta go take a dump.
That's sweet, baby. I'm gonna go take a dump.
You wanna wipe my ass?
Ew. Come on.
That's horrible.
That's disgusting. Are you
into that? I'm into that kind of stuff. Are you?
Things that are not pickup lines.
At that point, you're just playing the odds because he's probably not gonna be into it.
He did have a beeper. No, it was just bizarre at best. It was just, I can't.
So out of the list, guys can't have mustaches, but they can have facial hair, right?
I mean, I guess or whatever. I'm not going to be, but just mustache only? No. No. And it was like a thick, you know, it was 1975 on his upper lip. It was
so
just.
No Fu Manchu?
Barney Miller. No Fu Manchu.
Barney Miller.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just a big old, it just was not right. It just wasn't right.
Like Wilford Brimley, like big,
just
hairy.
Big, oh, hairy, bushy. and he was just proud of his beeper. None of it was working for me. None of it.
Do you think if somebody's got a mustache that they probably have like a big bush around their
You know my theory. Whatever's on top of their head, whatever's going on up top here, hairstyle-wise, it's exactly what's going on downstairs.
No.
Wait, what? Oh, it is.
Sounds about accurate.
Because I got this. Yes. I got this down there.
Yes, because that's what we can see.
That's
and
silly.
Not a lot of people can see what's going on down south. So I'm telling you now, that's the first thing I think of is their hairstyle.
So that's with facial hair or their hairstyle?
Both. That's kind of like a combo. So if that's what he thinks of.
So you think bald guys completely shave down there?
Take care of themselves, yes. Because they don't have anything to take care of up top. Why are they going to only take care of that? They're just going to get rid of it. Absolutely.
Brett. Prove,
please tell us you have a giant muff.
Just unzip right here.
Yeah.
Let's see, where's the Bone TV camera? Right over there.
Just go in the corner, take a picture. Okay. Cover your penis because we don't want to see that. We just want to see what you have.
Absolutely.
But what if you can't?
I'm not even kidding. Just do it. I'll do it if you do it.
It's maintained.
It's maintained, but there's hair there.
There's hair, but it's maintained.
Okay, so it doesn't match the top of his head. Therefore, you're wrong.
That's one.
That was easy.
And he's married, though. That's a totally different thing.
How many guys are shaved bald down there?
I am.
Oh, Jackhammer is.
Oh, wow.
There's two.
Guys are.
I didn't say they're not, but I wouldn't say it's the majority.
My ex-boyfriend was. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, maybe it is. I'm married.
So with your... Yes.
But JP's married, so what does that mean?
Barely. I'm only kidding.
He's nice to his wife.
I'm only kidding. Relax. Wow, it just got uncomfortable in here. I swear to God, I'm only kidding.
Dial set Nicole's cell phone number.
Just give her a call real quick.
Yeah, I'll just
call
her. Give her a warning.
See what's up.
Okay.
Does she listen? She's like in the car, like in Private Parts, and listening with her friends in the movie. And he said, barely. And he's like, it's just for radio. He's just kidding.
He's just joking.
I can honestly say that in all the years of doing radio, being on the air, I can think that there was one time where I said something. And I've talked about our relationship, the good stuff, the bad stuff over the years, you know, without filter. I can honestly say there was one time where she was pissed off, and I don't even remember what it was. So that's how not a big deal it was.
Yeah,
it takes a very special person to date or marry or whatever someone on the radio, because a lot of life is lived on air. Yeah, and a lot of it's lived on air. Like I know my ex-husband, you know, there are very few good things I can think about him right now, but that was one of them. He was very, very good about understanding, like, that's just radio, and he didn't ever get mad or take it personally or anything. And you
know, but it wasn't like I've never made up negative stories.
No, that's the thing. That's why it's the truth. Yeah.
You know, if I was going through something, I always just lived it on the air, because I know if I was going through it, there's a whole lot of people in the audience going like, you goddamn right. You know?
Yeah, absolutely, though. That's
true.
Or
this guy's an idiot, but they would have an opinion about it one way or another, right. And that's the way you make a connection.
Of course.
So I always,
sometimes at the expense of your wife, it happens, or family, or whoever, it happens.
Right. Raj is way better at playing, keeping his cards close to his chest. You know, he doesn't.
I don't think
I've ever.
I still talk about my family and everything, but there's certain things.
But you keep.
I can't even think of something off the top of my head that's
not
like,
negative. I don't know.
I don't want to bring up, but you know.
I don't know if I've ever heard
too
you.
Too personal.
I don't know if I've ever heard you utter a negative out on the air. Positive stuff, absolutely. But
negative.
I don't like if you were pissed off of your wife about something.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
I think you.
I don't want to put her out
keep
there.
That off the air.
You know, I don't want to put her out there as.
I mean, the fact that
I don't want anything to put a bad light on her.
The fact that we know that she pegs him.
Whether it's her or me putting a bad light.
The fact that we know that she pegs him, honestly, is two steps shy of a miracle.
You know, that's true love.
That's Raj,
not what happened.
That's Raj really opening up.
Yes.
And, you know, basically just talking about his wife having a very healthy sex drive.
I love pegging.
And giving it to Raj where he wants it.
Just knowing we're not going to judge him for it, and we accept him for his pegging style. And
that's the best part. Is
right.
We would never make fun.
Turns out Raj is going to get two elbow tattoos because it's all raw there.
The tattoo's going to be of actual skin.
Yeah. He's getting actual skin tattooed on him.
Truck driver Carl is on line one. Hey, Carl.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Hey, bud.
What's going on, Ray?
I guess. I just wanted to call in one of the very few times I'll ever agree with Monica. You know, I've been shaving my head for 25 years now, and She's dead on the money. Keep it clean up top and bottom.
Boom.
She's not dead on the money because Brett shaves his head and he's still got hair down there.
And Carl, if you're being honest, you have not kept it clean down there for 25 years like you have on the top. How long have you kept it clean?
Probably about 15.
That long? You were ahead of the curve?
I think I'm 15 years into maybe
that's
16
That's not ahead
years.
Of the curve. That's how it's been. Mm. That's
for
how
guys.
That's about,
but maybe that's about right.
That's about as old. Because I remember Nicole first started breaking my chops about that probably before, like maybe a year or 2 years before we got married. And we're married 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, guys, we didn't know. We'd do
it. It wasn't before that, Monica. Also, well, think about it. Not that we didn't know, but it wasn't the preferred thing. Guys didn't shave clean down there. Women just started shaving clean down there when?
Girls didn't either.
90s?
Yeah, no. I would say, yeah,
right.
But it was
so that's
probably
what, 90s? Late 90s?
Late 90s. Or,
right.
Yeah, ish.
So now when did guys start? It wasn't guys right away saying, no. Oh, look at what they're doing. I got to do. No way was that like that.
And I got to be honest.
It wasn't manly, and guys weren't doing all this other manscaping stuff.
I didn't like.
I thought it was girly.
I didn't like women being bald down there. Because I felt like you were banging a little girl. It was weird.
Yeah. It took a lot of getting used to it.
I've warmed up to it. I've warmed up to it. Although a little bit doesn't bother me.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What, a little bit of
like
hair.
A little bit of hair down
yeah,
there.
No, me either.
But it's got to be a fancy.
I kind of prefer it, actually.
It's got to be some sort of fancy design.
Oh, it does?
I feel like you got to, it's got to look like you put a little bit of effort into it. Runway is
so
cool.
So it's not like, if it's the Buccaneers symbol, you're good, like but if it's just straight out, you're no good?
Well, the Buccaneers, that's complex.
I only thought of that because I saw a guy on the scoreboard where they shaved into his head.
Oh, really?
That's the first thing I thought of.
No, that's complex. I don't think anybody can pull
complex.
That off down there, but
that's
a little,
awesome.
Little something.
Mm, so
Monica, but you get Brazilian, so you're completely bald down there.
No, Brazilian is, there's a little.
Front and back.
Thingy. No, but there's a little thingy.
You can leave a strip.
I don't go completely.
I've had a Brazilian.
Well, the Brazilian is different because she keeps
no,
a little.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. She keeps a little something, something there. There is
so
just a little something, something.
But you must ask for that.
There's two. No, there's two separate ones. There's one where it's fully, completely, mm-hmm. and then there's one where there's that little thing. And I don't
know. Patch.
Yeah.
What's the little thing? You
oh,
take a picture.
Something.
You take
oh, yeah,
a picture.
Okay.
Brett, take a picture. You don't have to show any, like, you know, vagina stuff.
I love
just
you, JP.
Backboard.
And I am a team player AF, but that's just not happening.
It's just a backboard. What is the big deal?
Backboard is funny.
You barely cover it when you wear a bikini.
I'm not in a bikini now, though. I will. Mm-hmm. I will take. No, I won't even do that then. No, why would I do that? No.
Why?
No.
You're not. I mean, we don't have to see the. You know, the axe wounds just above it.
Axe wounds.
That's like one of the worst words ever for that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. My bad.
Axe
yeah.
wound. Ew. It's so gross. I faint a picture.
Axe wound.
Did it get uncomfortable?
It's just horrible.
It definitely got uncomfortable. My whole thing is, I don't, speaking of uncomfortable, when chicks back in the day, like in the like 70s and 80s and stuff, I mean, I know a chick who said that basically she started shaving in, like when she wore the high cut, you know, bathing suits or whatever. She said she thought she was all cool because before that, 70s girls just let that stuff go on their legs, like from their pubes into their legs.
Yeah.
Like
what
under
is
their thighs?
That?
Well, you shaved your legs, though. Didn't they
yeah,
shave? I don't
then,
remember that.
But then the fur went all the way to their legs. Like,
the
what are you doing with
and you know
all
they
that
had a,
hair?
And you know they had an ass crack full of hair, too.
Ugh. There's got to be a happy medium. That's insanity.
But, okay, so, but I
there's got to be a way to Google this.
I take
1970s
a,
what?
I take a beating for being afraid of one hairy nipple. But you go, if there's
that's
a, like a hairy ass crack.
That's you could put up, well, also factor in the money you would have gotten. So one hair a day and a stomach pump once every 10 years, you're good to go. Take that cash. What?
1970s.
Did I make
pubic,
it up?
Pubic style, is that what I should search?
Just like Playboy it's imaging.
It's going to be big old afro.
But with Monica's, yeah, but Playboy imaging will be neater because it's Playboy. But like, I wonder if they have like
just,
regular
I'm just
going to
do 70s Bush and see what happens.
Watch what happens.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's some good cartoon stuff.
Yeah, there's not. That's not real. That's disgusting. And why did Burt Reynolds show up? Google is weird. But it's the same idea. Like, I mean, it might be an exaggeration in a cartoon, but that's exactly what happened. It
yeah, 70s in the cartoon shows, like, the size of your scalp hair in a triangle above just, the ladies' area.
I just got a pair of panties that popped up. It says, I have 70s bush.
I have that same one. But you can't wear, like in a bikini, if you look at the bikini pictures, they're not, there's nothing's high cut. It's pretty much shorts and high waisted because the hair is there. You have to cover the hair. The spider legs come out. That's disgusting.
The spider legs.
The doing, doing, sticking out the side.
That's the fear at the beach. Yeah, that's why I just get it all done.
Nothing can stop oral sex quicker than a hair.
But I mean, what about...
Isn't it just a small speed bump?
Yeah, if it comes up with the first cough, it's okay. It's just a small speed bump.
But why but is there...
If there's one that you can't get out, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
Like, why is there hair there, though? There should be hair up top, a little something, something, but not there.
Listen.
So gross. I don't know how you guys do that. It's really gross.
What?
Ah,
do what?
Go do that. Head south for the winter. Oh, yeah.
My son did it out the car window the other day. I actually laughed. Yeah. Yeah,
well, I thought you were talking about something.
Yeah, that kind of got weird. Your son did what?
Monica, you took that to mean he was performing cunnilingus out the car window.
Yes, that's what I heard.
I want someone who was hanging out a window with their legs open, with their feet on his roof.
It was a weird visual, but it was there.
That's quite a leap.
I don't know how you guys do that either, because it's disgusting. Because the inhale, okay, it's one thing if you just spit or whatever. I saw someone do this. I'm at the stoplight, and you spit out the window. It was disgusting. But it's the one thing just to spit. But it's the other one where you, like, inhale the snot, and then, yeah. Okay, all right, okay.
Now we know how to chase her out of her room.
No, yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, when you do that and you get caught with a good one? Oh, boy.
What is a good one? They're so all bad. Satisfying. Why is there a good one?
If you blow a snot rocket and you get one that comes from behind the eyeball.
I'm not a big snot
Why
rocket
is it coming
guy.
From the
I don't know that feeling.
What is going on with you people? We're all human beings, right? We all have the same makeup. Why are you
animals.
Having an eyeball snot and I don't?
Because you've never had that one where maybe you blow your nose. Hold on, you blow your nose and you feel it come all the way up from your sinuses, like behind your eyeball and out.
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
It might even be part of your brain.
You're missing
like
out.
That.
That's right up there with the Q-tip of the ear.
No. Okay. Admit you're weird about that. That's just a weird JP thing.
What, the Q-tip?
Yeah. I'm not the only one who thinks.
No, a lot of people like Q-tip.
I'm not the only one who thinks
that.
It feels amazing.
That's weird.
Even if you don't do it as much as him, I mean. It's good to put a Q-tip in your
it
ear.
Does.
It just does.
It does.
It feels
you know,
like
I don't
I'm
go
cleaning.
All
Dude, I turn
dog leg with it.
I turn out like, yeah, I turn out like a
but
puppy.
Still.
I'm like a puppy getting his belly scratched.
Yeah.
I dig it.
That's what you do, right.
What is wrong? What is going on?
But if you get that one from Brett, you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had the one come out from behind the eyeball?
I guess. I mean, like when I had the chest cold a couple weeks ago and it went up into my eye and they said because of the chest cold, sometimes it can go into your eye, so I can absolutely see you get that big hawking spit right at your nostril.
Either that or just
right onto Monica's
even
face.
You blow your nose.
You know, one of those.
I won't. No, like,
it goes from, you know, your eye through your nose onto Monica's face.
I love it when it's not me that takes it one step too far.
Yeah. So gross.
You know?
Next time, Monica, if you're a little congested, we'll have to notice, and then we'll have to get you to, like, really try to
happen.
Do the guy thing while we're live on the air.
I don't know how to do the inhale thing like that. And I can maybe scrop up something, but I don't know how to spit either. That's the thing. If I spit, it'll just, like, drill down my chin. Like, I don't know how
you
guys...
know how to spit?
How do you guys get, like, height and distance on that? I have no idea.
Spit what?
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll choke on it.
Yeah, Brett. And scene.
I'm such an idiot. I don't. Jesus. I'm stupid.
And scene. With Roger JP, 102.5, The Bone, Real Raw Radio. I'll be right back.
On 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.